The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The sound prints for June 10th is now online. Worlds of Books will meet June 18th. Novel Ideas meets June 21st. The ACB Candidates Forum will be on Zoom at 6:19. That's next Wednesday. Content for the Flower City Press at convention. Chase Mobile Banking survey update from Mark Kwok. The Guide Dog Users and Physical Interactions at the convention July 8th. And they have two more free sessions on tech treasures and other information that they want to make available to people complimentary with the convention. The Fiction Old and New meets August 2nd. There will be activities for children at convention. Cool Blind Tech has an accessibility menu update from iOS 13. And the No Job Cane recoils at impact. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for June 10th is now online. Highlights from the Kentucky School for the Blind 2019 Commencement Program. The commencement link is at http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Topic: Worlds of Books Discussion Group. Time meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on June 18, 2019, to discuss The Poacher's Son, DB72532, by Paul Dioiron. The NLS annotation follows. The Poacher's Son, DB72532, Dwyron Paul. Reading time, 8 hours, 50 minutes. Read by Mark Delgado, Mystery and Detective Stories. Maine Game Warden Mike Bowditch listens to an odd message from his estranged father, Jack, then learns that Jack is a suspect in a double murder and on the run. Not believing Jack is capable of killing someone, Mike sets out to find him. Violence and Strong Language, Edgar Nominee, 2010. Bookshare does not have this book. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Zoom invitation. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/28620055 iPhone one tap in the US 1-646-876-9923, ; 2862005/56 # or 1-408-638-0986, ; 2862005/56 # or telephone in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986. For higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. The meeting ID is 2862005/56. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN J1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to the past Worlds of Books program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of their choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. During the next several weeks, you will have several opportunities to get to know those candidates who have announced their candidacy to serve as an officer of the ACB. One is the ACB candidates page, which is posted at http://acb.org/2019-acb-candidates. Your next opportunity will be the 2019 ACB Candidates Forum, which will take place Wednesday, June 19, 2019, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Come and meet the candidates, hear their answers to questions forwarded from the Board of Publications and from ACB members, and ask questions of your own. You can join online via the Zoom conference app using your computer or mobile device, or you can listen via ACB radio or by phone. Here's what you need to know to join the conversation. Wednesday, June 19, 2019, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, duration approximately 90 minutes. Where? ACB radio, by phone and online. See below for details. Listening via ACB radio. The ACB Candidates Forum will be live streamed on live event. You can access ACB radio online at https://www.acbradio.org. Via ACB link, via your Alexa smart speaker, or by phone through Audio Now. For more instructions on using ACB radio, visit https://www.acbradio.org. If you join by ACB radio, you will not be able to interact on air, but you can email questions to candidates at acb.org. In order to be accepted, your question must address a specific candidate or the candidates in general and must pertain to blindness-related or ACB-related business. You must also provide your full name and the state where you reside. Joining by phone. If you wish to join by phone, you may do so either to listen or to comment. Here are the dialing instructions. 669-900-6833 and enter meeting ID 301-470-9862 # When dialing by phone, keep the following commands in mind. *6 is a toggle that mutes and unmutes your line. *9 toggles between raising your hand to ask a question and lowering your hand. If you want to ask a question, you need to raise your hand. Joining the Candidates Forum Online. Join the Candidates Forum Online or using your smartphone using Zoom. If you have never joined a Zoom meeting, you will need to install Zoom software or the Zoom mobile app. The process is simple and free. Here are instructions to guide you on your way. Installing Zoom. Browse to https://zoom.us and download the Zoom launcher. Once you install the Zoom launcher, you will be able to enter Zoom meetings. For your mobile phone, you can download the Zoom Cloud app from the Apple App Store or from the Google Play Store. You can also install the Zoom app automatically when you attempt to join the Zoom meeting directly at the time you join the meeting. Joining the ACB Candidates Forum online. Joining from a smartphone or tablet, open the Zoom app and join the meeting with the ID number 301-470-9862. Joining from a computer, two options. Option 1, go to https://www.zooms.us/join and enter the meeting ID 301-470-9862. Option 2, click the link https://zoom.us/j/301-470-9862. For technical assistance, if you are unable to join the meeting through any of the modes described above, send an email to Larry Turnbull at lturnbal@acb.org. Larry will not be able to respond once the meeting gets underway. So keep the ACB radio and phone information handy, as these options are almost always available even if technology is struggling. Not your last chance. Although we want you to join the conversation on June 19th, you will have additional opportunities to meet the candidates. You can check out the candidate statements on the ACB candidates page by visiting http://acb.org/2019-acb-candidates. You can also attend the ACB candidates town hall meeting, which is scheduled for Wednesday, July 10th, beginning at 7:15 Eastern Time in the Convention Center, Lilac Ballroom South. Signed, Ron Brooks, Chairman, ACB Board of Publications. From Janet Dickelman, become an individual 2019 Conference and Convention sponsor. Whether or not you attend the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York, you can still show your support as a 2019 sponsor. Individual sponsors are listed in the daily conference newspaper, the Flower City Press, and announced each morning in general sessions. If you are registering for the convention, the sponsorship option is listed on the registration form. If you can't join us in Rochester, become a sponsor by visiting https://acbconvention.org/account/indiv sponsor. There is a sponsorship level for everyone, from the $25 bronze sponsorship to the $500 titanium sponsor level. Support ACB. Become a sponsor today. Convention registration is now open. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. The convention offers a great opportunity to provide input on banking accessibility. A huge thank you to J.P. Morgan Chase for their Diamond sponsorship, which has reduced costs on many of our off-site educational visits, such as Niagara Falls and the Memorial Art Museum. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is committed to meeting the banking and financial services needs of all our customers. Members of our digital team will be on site to show you how we make digital products accessible and usable by all. A big thank you for those who have already signed up. We would like your input on our Chase mobile checkout app. For this study, we are seeking iPhone voiceover users who either have owned or run a business or currently works for one that accepts card payments, or recently paid for something with a credit card and the person selling to you used a mobile phone to access payment, for instance, Square. In these sessions of one-on-one user testing, we will ask you to complete common tasks using a test device to get your feedback. The study will not require you to log in to your personal phone. Your personal information will remain protected. Sessions are expected to last approximately 1 hour. To attend one of the sessions, please contact ecat.communications@chase.com. Sessions will be held Monday, July 8th and Tuesday, July 9th. Remaining session times are 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., 2:45 p.m. to 3:45 p.m., and 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only available July 8th. Thanks, signed, Mark Kwok, K-W-O-K. Further conversation in that email indicates that those meetings will be in the Convention Center in Ballroom Cascade B. You can join the Guard Dog Users Incorporated on Monday, July 8th for 3 very informative sessions. You will learn about the connection between human and guide, how to select the best food for your dog, and groundbreaking information on new ways to digitally read maps and graphics. Full details on each of these sessions is listed below. 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m., Session 2, Moans, Groans, and Grumbles. Presenters, Dr. Teresa Connor-Kerr, Dr. Robert Powers, and Dr. Sue Ann Kalish. From the University of North Georgia, Dahlonega, Georgia. The University of North Georgia, UNG, is breaking new ground in its study of guide dogs, the visually impaired people who use them, and the connection between human and dog. Our work began several years ago at a wound healing clinic in another university when Dr. Teresa Connor-Kerr was treating a few visually impaired individuals who were guide dog users. As a physical therapist, she noticed that their postures and gaits were altered because of holding the guide dog harness. She filed away in her mind that there may be longer-term effects of the alterations in posture and gait on the individuals, but it was years before Dr. Connor Kerr had a chance to address this question in research. At the University of North Georgia, where Dr. Connor Kerr is now Dean of the College of Health Sciences and Professions, Dr. Connor Kerr was discussing her thoughts with Dr. Suanne Kalish, an Associate Professor of Physical Therapy at UNG. Dr. Kalish has a history of working with physical therapy on dogs following injuries, and their discussion quickly brought their interests together, looking at the integrated picture of human-dog interaction in guide dog use. They enlisted the assistance of several Doctor of Physical Therapy graduate students and developed an online survey of guide dog users to get a snapshot of this interaction. To help interpret the results of the survey, Drs. Kalish and Connor Kerr invited a biostatistician, Dr. Robert Powers, Director of Research for the College of Health Sciences and Professions at UNG, to partner on the study. The results of the study revealed a number of interesting insights, but two are of standout importance. These insights reveal that guide dog use offers, like most things in life, a benefit and a risk. The benefit is that guide dog users suffer significantly fewer falls than users of alternative mobility aids. And the falls that guide dog users suffer result in significantly less severe acute injuries in this study. This is a constructive benefit of guide dog use. However, the respondents reported a significant increase in chronic shoulder pain, specifically left shoulder pain after beginning to use guide dogs. Since 95% of the respondents in our survey hold their harness in their left hands, this suggests that there may be a relationship between the constant force of the dog-human connection through the harness during mobility. This pain is a target that physical therapists and other healthcare providers might study to improve the quality of life for guide dog users. Our research group is continuing this work by presently examining the biomechanics of the human-dog interaction as it may affect the human body over time. We are also examining the metabolic impact of guide dog use on mobility in the human user to determine if guide dog use may improve cardiovascular tone and overall health. Our goal is to improve the quality of life for individuals who use guide dogs to improve mobility. From 4:15 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Session 3, The Forest and the Trees, Comparing Pet Foods, presented by Dr. Renee M. Streeter, DVM, DACVN. Dr. Streeter is a board-certified veterinary nutritionist. She specializes in companion animal and equine nutrition consultations and education. Thank you to Guide Dog Users of New York for sponsoring this session. From 5:45 p.m. to 7 p.m., Session 4, Accessing Graphics in a New Way, Exploring the World with Midlina, presented by Dr. Hari Prasath Palani, CEO of UNAR Labs, LLC, in Orono, Maine. UNAR Labs is an early stage startup company, developing products with the aim of providing blind and visually impaired people seamless access to digital media from graphs to maps to text. We do this with our AI-powered software platform, Midlina, which instantly transforms digital media content on your smartphone into a multisensory output perceivable through haptic, active touch, auditory, gestures, and enhanced visual feedback. With Midlina, blind people can focus on their goals and dreams by accessing digital information when they want, where they want, and how they want. To learn more about our revolutionary technology, check us out at www.unarlabs.com. That's UNARLABS.com. From 5:45 to 7 p.m. on July 9th, Top 10 Technology Treasures, presented by Steve Famiglietti, Blind Services Vocational Manager, NEAT Center at Oak Hill, Hartford, Connecticut. There are many pieces of technology available to help people with low vision or blindness as they go through different phases of their lives. Each day we are presented with many challenges ranging from equal access during school to staying healthy and fit. Join me as we explore and discover exciting new developments, apps, and tech supports addressing the needs of individuals with visual impairments in today's fast-paced world. Convention registration is now open. Don't miss out on the fun. When us and them becomes we. Guide Dog Users Incorporated presents on Tuesday, July 9th at 2:45 p.m. this fascinating look at service dogs. This is a complimentary session. Anyone who is registered for the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention is welcome. Presented by Veronica Morris, Ph.D., and Bradley W. Morris, M.A., Psychiatric Service Dog Partners, Rock Hill, South Carolina, psych.dog. Do your hackles go up when there's a news story about non-guide service dogs? At the Top Dog Conference this past January, there was a revolutionary panel that opened the door to conversations about how the guide dog using community relates to the broader service dog community. Now we have an opportunity to step through that door and broaden our horizons. Bring your questions and be prepared for unexpected answers in a conversation with a wheelchair user and a psychiatric service dog user from Psychiatric Service Dog Partners. Prepare to be surprised. Convention registration is now open. For anyone bringing a child to the convention ages 5 to 13 for the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention, here is a listing of our Kids Club activities. Saturday, July 6th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. meet and greet. Kids Club leaders Cassidra Wade and Shira Smith and the elder children who will be spending convention week together. Light snacks and fun. Sunday, July 7th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sky Zone. Trampolines for jumping, ladders for climbing, and rock walls to scale. Breakfast, lunch, crafts, and swimming. Monday, July 8th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rochester Science Museum. Get up close and personal with lightning. Learn how animals communicate at the soundscape exhibit. Just some of the fun you will have when you visit the Science Museum. Breakfast, lunch, crafts, and swimming. Tuesday, July 9th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Seabreeze Amusement Park. Rides to ride, water slides to slide, a day of fun and sun. Breakfast, lunch, crafts, and swimming. Wednesday, July 10th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Strong Museum of Play. This is a great place to see numerous toys with lots of interactive activities. Thursday, July 11th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Lasertron. Play laser tag in this 10,000-square-foot facility. Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., dinner at Golden Corral Buffet. Note to all Kids Club attendees, have your mom or dad register you for the convention. Have them pay the Kids Explorers Club registration fee. Register for each day of Kids Club that you want to attend. Parents or guardians must sign permission slips and bring you to and from all events. Convention registration is now open. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Fiction Old and New will be skipping July and will meet 8 p.m. Eastern Time on August 2nd to discuss the Chilbury Ladies Choir, DB87423, by Jennifer Ryan. The NLS annotation follows. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/db87423. The Chilbury Ladies Choir, a novel, DB87423, by Ryan Jennifer L. Clegg Tom, Gleister Gabrielle. Reading time, 11 hours, 36 minutes. Read by Imogene Wild, Adjoa Ando, Laura Kierman, Mike Grady. Historical fiction, general fiction. As the men from the village of Chilbury head off to fight in World War II, the vicar declares the church's choir to be closed. Music professor Primrose Trent mobilizes the village's women to organize as the Chilbury Ladies Choir. Relationships blossom and grow. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, 2017. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Your facilitators for this group are Michelle Bernstein, Hamlet's Sweet Lady at gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, sherrywells1157@gmail.com. The Zoom meeting invitation for Fiction Old and New is as follows. Meets first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/613313488. iPhone OneTap in the U.S. dial 1646 876 9923 6133 13488 #, or dial 1408638 0986 613 313 488 #, or by telephone in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986 and dial the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, etc., etc., you can navigate to coolblindtech.com for the articles on Apple's new iOS 13 accessibility features. I don't have time remaining to read those articles to you. The No Jab Cane Recoils at Input. I'm sorry, I meant impact. This No Jab Cane takes the white cane to the next level, posted June 6th at 8:04 a.m. The No Jab Cane is a patent-pending, revolutionary shock-absorbing handle wrapped in genuine sheepskin leather that gently recoils approximately 5 inches when striking a solid object, then automatically returns to its original position. This recoil absorbs 80% of the shock, eliminating the sharp jab or gouge to your wrist or abdomen, and does not take away any sensitivity. After years of research, the company found that these combined materials make a superior cane, making it strong, durable, lightweight, sensitive, and easier to use over long periods of time. Product details. The No Jab Cane comes in three sizes, 50 inches, 55 inches, and 60 inches, for $69 on Amazon. Shipping weight, 12 ounces. The outer shell repels water and abrasions and is paired with micro-machined aluminum ferrule joints. The center cord is an American-made SGT dot knots marine-grade Dacron polyester bungee that is UV and all-weather resistant. Amazon customer reviews. One Amazon customer said, "I bought this as a Father's Day gift for my dad. The shipping was on time and the packaging was great. I was shockingly impressed the moment I opened it. Though it only comes in one color, the white-red look is very attractive and the feel is very high quality. The leather grip is excellent and the cane itself is easy to hold and quite lightweight. The wrist strap is a great addition as well. I also like the size. It extends 5 feet and broken down to 12 inches. Very manageable to store or put away while out in a restaurant or movie. Extending the cane is simple. It almost just snaps into place, which I love, and it feels very sturdy. The unique recoiling handle is awesome, which is the main reason why I purchased this cane. It adds to the comfort, security, and feel of the cane. My father would often complain of his wrist hurting and that the cane would jab him in the stomach whenever he hits an object. I think this cane will eliminate that. It is truly a no-jab cane, as the name indicates." We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I hope the dads out there had a great Father's Day.